96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Paul McCartney is sponsored by Bahama Limited, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Ross Electric Motors, and Cisco Bahamas Food Services.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, we got a lot going on in the country, and I want to talk about some issues that are making national news, but I'd like to start off, if there's something exigent that we all should be paying attention to, I like to start off with that so that we are not being remiss about it. And so what I wanted to say is something we should pay attention to, because this is a bellwether, too, for things to come, for the shape of things to come, right? The price of beer, Kermie, is going up. Beer's going up. All locally produced beverages from Commonwealth Brewery, beers, are going up. And I don't like it. I can't change it, but I don't like it. Let me read the letter to you. This is from Commonwealth Brewery. Kalik's going up. Kalik Gold is going up. I don't drink Rattler, but Rattler's going to go up. Is Rattler a beer, or is that something else? Like a fruit? Is that juice, Rattler? Dear valued customers, we at Commonwealth Brewery Limited appreciate our partnership with you, especially as we navigate the challenges we've recently faced together. We remain committed to working with you so that together we ensure the full recovery and growth of the alcohol industry. Although things are getting better, challenges with global supply chain disruptions are causing ongoing cost increases for logistics and raw materials used in our locally manufactured products. This is leading to increased pricing on all locally produced beers as of Monday, October 24th. You better go out now. Get your case, Kermie. Please see the schedule of items in the accompanying document. I don't have the accompanying document. Where's the accompanying document? The management and staff of Commonwealth Brewery would like to thank you for your continued support and the trust you've placed in our brands. Please know we remain committed to managing our prices and ensuring that they remain in line with industry best practices. Should you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact us. Our sales and customer service teams are always happy to assist. Listen, the situation has become critical, okay? The beer's going up, the electricity's going up. How are we gonna make it? You see Kong salad going up, right? Right? You'd want a large Kong salad now, it's $20. $20, bro. You're going to have to split that. You can't buy two beer and two salad now. You got to share that. Take your girl out. Beer going up. Listen, in my estimation, beer is something that God put on earth for us to live happy lives, right? Best thing God ever did. It's like this. It's men, women, beer. Best things God ever did for men would be like this. Women, beer. The price of keeping a woman is already out of reach for most Bahamian men. Don't take beer away from us, too. Don't price the beer out of the market. What are you going to... I don't drink Kalik. I drink Kalik Gold. The Kalik Light Platinum wasn't bad. Kalik Gold is like over $3 now. What's it going to go up to? $4 for one gold. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so is 2 Kalik Gold. Well, they're going to mark it up. So a salad, you're going to have to get a salad and 2 Kalik. That's $30. Whew. And that's just a snack. That's just an appetizer. Well, listen. $7 out of the fry for the gold? It could be $7 now. It's like 5 now for gold. Jesus. I don't know if I want to live in I don't want to live in this world like this. It can't avail. Most of these fellas can go nuts. Most of them, you can't afford a woman for certain. Not out here. Oh, before I forget, it is Air Traffic Control Day. They're celebrating 100 years today, October 20th, the day of the controller. It says, with the emergence of civil aviation after World War I, it became necessary to ensure the safe movement of increasing air traffic into and around airports. From this was the birth of the air traffic control profession. Air traffic control celebrating 100 years. All right. So today's the day of the controller. I got a lot of feedback from yesterday when I was speaking with the air traffic control folk. And a lot of people said it was enlightening for them that they didn't know they played such an integral role in aviation in the country. All right. So salute to them. 100 years today. Listen. Don't come to me no more about buy me no drink or no beer. You on your own. I have a problem sustaining myself in this environment. What we gonna do? We can stay on me. That's it. You gotta buy conch in the dock. Make your own salad. Try a hand at it, right? I need to get one of them beer things. One of them cooking things. You make your own beer. They sell them kits. You got the equipment. What it is? The microbrewery. You put it in your house. Yeah, I get it. But they done mastered Kalik Gold. I don't know. We don't need to go back to the drawing board. We already figured out how to perfect it. Which is Kalik Gold, right? Lord have mercy. We in trouble. We got a serious, serious problem going on. I don't know what to do no more. I can't explain it. You could be telling your children, remember when Kalik Gold was $7 at the fry? Children are looking at you like, you stupid, $7? It's 20 now. I remember when it's 3 for $5. Remember it's 3 for $5? People like I talking fairy tales. What 3 for $5? Stop lying. 3 for $5, bro. That was the thing. Oh, boy. All right. You stay in your house now. You ain't going nowhere. Well, not much of a bag of gossip at Fusion, no. Jesus. Amazing. 8. Talk money. 10. Stay giving you the glass and all this. That ain't cheap. You got it. All right, I'm in shock. I don't know. Life is slipping away. All right. It says, good afternoon. I'm more worried about the drop in VAT revenue, which means more tax increases are probably on the way. Why is the government quiet on this issue? God knows I can't afford to pay any more taxes. I think the drop in the VAT revenue is something to look at. I'd be interested in, as to where they saw that drop, because you know they track where the VAT comes from. It's a Sans for Life one. I mean, Sans got to make a version of a Colette Gold for me. I can't go backward. I can't go back at this point. I found what's perfect. Let's just stick with it. Men, women, bear. What about trees and turtles? No, that's the order. Men, women, bear. Among the greatest things God put on earth. Among the things that God put on earth for men to live happy lives, I'd say women and Ben Bear. And then I'm chicken or chocolate. This is, I'm not going to stop my Calix one. I mean, me either. I don't know what to do. It says, Juan, y'all go to the bar. When y'all go to the bar, y'all better order water. I'm going to drink Corona. They said, listen, I'm going to tell you this. And I say this without fear of intelligent or scientific contradiction. Colette Gold is the best beer I've ever had in my life. And you're talking to someone who loves beer. All right? In my life. All throughout America, the UK, I've been, the Caribbean, I've not found a beer better than Colette Gold, period. It says, how much beer can cost at the airport? Well, I don't even want to know. It says, so that means Vitamalt is going up also. Yeah, they do produce, well, they said beer. They didn't say all their products, they said beer. So, it says, no man, the trees. Well, trees are good, you know, say, no one, it's man's best friend, then woman, then beer. It says, good day, what was all that ruckus down at Parliament Square yesterday? Where's the order gone and carrying out things in this country? Everything here is just lawlessness. Yes, I saw Lincoln Bain get arrested yesterday. It's Juan the weed man soon go up. Well, I don't know nothing about that. That's... You on your own with that, you and your weed man. Y'all got to work that out. This is a great show as usual. Question, why Lincoln Bain always have to be over the top with issues he represents? Hold that thought. You say Kong salad gone up. How is that possible? Is there an economical crisis amongst the ocean dwellers? Yeah, Kong salad going up. One, right now you have to buy your beers and go home. When I buy a six-pack, now I cut down to three. I love beer, but my favorite is Bud. I like Bud Light, but I have not found a beer better than the Colette Gold. Colette Gold's a lager, right? I've not found one. Or is Heineken more of a lager? And Colette Gold's more of an ale. Let me know. Someone out there knows specifically what kind of beer Colette Gold is. One, I'll drop one or two Yuengling beer off to you to try. That's Chinese, right? I've had that before, I think. Best beer ever. The Japanese make good beer, too. What's it called? Sapporo? That's a good beer. Yeah, in Cuba, they have good beer called Bucanero. Like a dollar. You'll drink yourself into a coma. Okay. First, let's talk about what happened at Parliament yesterday, and then we can get into some other stuff. So, we had yesterday, I want to say, the Coalition of Independents outside of the House, and what started off, they claim, as just a gathering to hand out letters to members of Parliament about this immigration crisis. Boy, Lincoln, I see you on the ground here, and I don't watch a man like that, but that belly, You want to trim that a little bit as we get older. I'm still a work in progress myself. Says y'all don't read Guinness. I don't like Guinness that much, or Heineken, because of the aftertaste. But I read Guinness. So this says, this is a story with the Speaker of the House. COI created safety issue at House. A demonstration. No, it said Yuengling. It's American, the oldest American beer brewery. Oh, okay. All right. I know my bad. I could have been a, what do you call those things? A sommelier for wine. I could have been one of those for beer, but I've lost my touch. Modelo's good beer. If we're talking Mexican beer, I'd rather Modelo than Corona or Dos Equis. All right, let's do this. A demonstration by supporters of the Coalition of Independents near the steps of the House of Assembly yesterday morning was a breach, Speaker of the House Patricia DeVoe said, while suggesting that it raised safety concerns. Patricia DeVoe, she was on Nadi's show, right? I heard some of it. And she said she's been in the U.S. Getting therapy for her back, I believe. She had a procedure on her back. I hear you. I had to do, see the chiropractor quite often last year. I did some acupuncture and cupping. It helped a lot. She said, what I saw happening today says to me safety is an issue, said DeVoe, who was a guest on Talking Heads with host Inigo Naughty. Zeneca Zelaya. Good Lord, Naughty. Filling out that entry form. Gotta be. Do you have enough spaces? Zeneca Zelaya. That's Naughty's Cuban. On Guardian, his mom's Cuban. On Guardian Radio 96.9. She said, what happened outside the House today is a breach. Can you imagine? You saw how close in proximity Mr. Lincoln Bain was away from the door of the House of Assembly. Dozens of COI supporters and COI leader Lincoln Bain gathered in Parliament Square to demonstrate against what they described as an immigration crisis in the Bahamas. Some supporters stopped members of Parliament as they entered and handed documents to them. Who has the document? That's what I want to know. What did the document say is what I want to know. Shortly before 10 a.m., the COI supporters began to clash with police officers as officers arrested Bain. Some supporters shouted at police while others prayed over Bain as he sat on the ground surrounded by the crowd. Photos of police officers holding Bain by the arms and legs, putting him in the back of a police car, were widely shared on social media. Safety is a serious measure, said the Speaker, who was not at Parliament yesterday. One of the things I want to put in place is strong safety measures, not just for the protection of the government, but for the protection of the people, so what happened today would never happen again. DeVoe said she also has a responsibility to protect the police officers of Parliament. Police described the COI demonstration as an unlawful assembly and said they were illegally gathered on Bay Street in front of the House of Assembly, causing a disturbance. The group was asked to leave but refused, police said, adding that 9 people were arrested for various offenses as a result. The offenses including unlawful assembly, obstructing members of Parliament's access to the House of Assembly, disorderly behavior, and assaulting a police officer. Assaulting a police officer, really. Now, we had people at the House yesterday, and from what they tell me, it was an issue of they were at the steps near the door of the House of Assembly, which is not supposed to happen, but I put that on the police, not so much as the COI. Because if you knew they were coming down there, because Fred Mitchell sent a voice note out yesterday morning early and said that they were they expected them, these guys to come to the House, and they say they weren't protesting, so therefore they wouldn't need a permit per se, but you can't block entry to the House of Assembly. And if you are gathered in Parliament Square, which is controlled by the Speaker of the House, the precincts of Parliament. That's the precincts of Parliament, the square, all right? And I don't mean to sound like a nerd and letter of the law, but the spirit of the law says you should be able to demonstrate, march, protest. It's your right in a democracy. But the precincts of Parliament are the domain of the Speaker of the House of Assembly, and the police enforce that. So if you are there to hand out letters, that's one thing. If police are telling you guys need to disperse, then you should comply Also, you cannot block entry to the House of Assembly. Now, from what I saw, it looked like someone behind Lincoln was pushing Lincoln into the police. Police pushed back, and then it exacerbated from there. I support Lincoln's right to go talk to members of the House of Assembly outside the House of Assembly, hand them letters. I support their right to do that. Would I go about it like that? No. But I support his right to do that. 100%. Now, when the police start telling you you got to move, you got to get out of here, then that's another issue, and you should follow lawful directives. That they didn't, they get arrested. That's the nature of protests, man. That's the nature of demonstration. They didn't hurt him, as far as I could see. If they say you're under arrest and you're not moving, they got to carry you off. They got to carry you off. And you know, I'll say this. He's not hurt, and his actions made the front page of the newspaper, and so people do have awareness now of them. I don't know that you need to necessarily bring awareness to what's happening with illegal migration, because we're all aware of that, and the government's kind of go-slow approach to it. But I support his right to protest. But police tell you move, you're in the precincts of Parliament. That's controlled by the Speaker. You need permission from the Commissioner of Police to protest there. And so don't be surprised that people got locked up. All right? But I support your right to go protest and speak to your members of the House of Assembly, everything. But you got to do it with decency and order. So I wouldn't be, I'm not going to sit there and go, how could they arrest Lincoln? You know that if you're in the precincts of the Parliament and the police are telling you you got to move, you got to move, all right? And also, you don't, and the police have a duty to protect the House of Assembly. So who's to say they don't go inside the House of Assembly and you know, start rooting up the place, you know? There's a real possibility of that, and so they got to better protect the House of Assembly. And I put it on the police that they even got that close. Because as soon as they started going to tell them back up and police call for help, the other police were there within, you know, 90 seconds probably. They should have just barricaded the place beforehand and, you know, put sensible measures in place. Now, the thing about Bahamians is that when it comes to protests, we're often loud but not really violent. I'm not saying we don't live in a violent society. What I'm saying is when you see people protesting, it don't usually resort to violence around here. But you don't know what's going to happen until it happens. So you gotta be proactive and take preventative measures. So again, I'm two minds, you know what I mean? I think that... I think that you should have the right to protest, and you do have to follow lawful orders. I think that as well. Says Juan, you're incorrect. Lincoln was pushed off the steps by the cops, and those behind him basically held him up and appeared to push him forward slightly. This was absolutely wrong, the way the senior cop incited that situation. Videos don't lie, thank God. Go back and watch the video, please. I did watch the video. I mean, and maybe you're right. Maybe he was pushed first by the police, and then that happened. However, if the police are telling you that you can't come to up on the steps because you're blocking entry to the house, that's a lawful order. And you got to comply. So I certainly support their right to protest, demonstrate, contact their members of parliament. But if the police are telling you, yo, you can't be out here like this, you guys are blocking entry to the House of Assembly, you're in the precincts of parliament, you don't have permission to be here, certainly not in these numbers, then you got to comply with that. And I think that at the end of the day, Lincoln did bring awareness to what he was trying to do. They're telling me it's about an immigration crisis. I haven't seen the letter. I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what it entails. Okay? So that's how I feel about that. This is the right to protest is established by law, and so is the process of protest. Yeah, absolutely. There's a process in law, you know, and so you're saying your intent is not to protest or demonstrate, but when 40 of y'all show up, or however many it was, it is the police's duty to make sure that they exercise crowd control and public safety. Right? You can't just do whatever you want, even though it's a democracy. It's a democracy, but we all still got to follow the rules. Yeah. Police can only object where the law is breached. Absolutely. And you can't block entry to the House of Assembly. That is the law as well. Well, and so why he could not just deliver the letter without 40 people plus? I think they wanted to bring awareness to what they were doing, and they wanted to bring attention to what they were doing. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been live streaming it. And that's what they did. All right. So the nature of protest is that people have a right to do so. It is established by law. When you do not comply with police orders during those protests, you are then engaged in civil disobedience. All right? And correct, right. Says if you think the law is unjust, then civil disobedience means suffering for the breach. Correct. So it's civil, you're engaged in civil disobedience. You are. The police are telling you to move, that you are in breach of the law. You decide to not adhere to the police's orders. You are then engaged in civil disobedience, which means that you suffer the consequences of engaging in civil disobedience, and that could mean arrest. We have a long history, right, of civil disobedience in democratic society, but along with that does come consequences. So that's as sober as I can look at it, right? I do feel you have the right to protest, you have the right to bring attention to causes, concerns, etc. You have a right to engage with your member of parliament, but there's a lawful process to engage in, and if you breach the law, you're then engaged in civil disobedience, and when you're engaged in civil disobedience, there are consequences that come with that. That's as clear-headed as I can look at it at this time. Stay tuned. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back. Join us on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center, where leading professionals will give you the hard facts on topics like
How to Be Rich 101, how your mental and emotional health impact financial health, and what I wish women knew about men.
And how to get their money. This free, life-changing event is for women and men. The seminar includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begins at 8 a.m., with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomenplus.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
The Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival kicks off October 21st with a fish fry-inspired welcome party, headlined by none other than the legendary Boyz II Men. Join us for the first ever Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival from October 21st through 23rd. For more information, visit bahamar.com.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
If you want value and flavor, check out the King Meal Deals at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of a Big King Jr. or a Chicken Big King Jr. with fries and a drink for only $5.75, including VAT. The Big King Jr. features Burger King's signature flame-grilled beef topped with some of your favorite fixins and king sauce on a sesame seed bun, or indulge in the Chicken Big King. Either way, you get value, flavor, fries, and a drink the BK way for only $5.75. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, let me do your... look at your text here. It says, why are they trying to say it was an unauthorized protest? It was not. Presenting a proposed bill to MPs was not a protest. Supporters came to support and observe. The police, in my opinion, escalated the event. Authorities and people appear not to be used to this kind of activism. That is more vocal and visible. In my opinion, it's good for democracy and needed. I mean, firstly, this ain't nothing new. So don't clout chase like you reinventing the wheel. People have been protesting for decades and decades and generations. Right. So again, don't pat yourself on the back too hard. You went to the House of Assembly to give MPs a letter, and that is fine. Okay, don't act like this is something super radical. I've seen protest after protest at the House of Assembly. Is an instigation by the police that caused that fiasco yesterday. The officer was wrong. That he was professional and quite calm in delivering the letters, and MPs didn't have a problem until the officer got a phone call. Then the temperature changed. Right. So I don't know who got a phone call. I'm saying this. You have a constitutional right to freedom of assembly, but you do not have a constitutional right to infringe on the rights of others. And so if the police are saying there's a structured process for assembly out here, there's a structured legal process for entry into the House of Assembly and gathering in the precincts of Parliament, then that is lawful. If you do not follow those orders, then you are in breach, all right, of the law. You're then engaged in civil disobedience and something else happens. All right? So, and I mean, I support their right to do it. Like, the fact that they're giving letters to members of Parliament to tell them that there's an immigration problem, I'm certain they're aware of that. All right. It says persons are still locked up who was part of the protest while Lincoln is out. One, does Guardian have any information on the citizenship bill the government's pushing? Because if it's a bad one and our news outlets don't know, that's a big problem. Says, I don't like Bain personally, but he's bringing attention to an issue that is very, very serious. I mean, I actually like Lincoln. I don't agree with his methodology often or his rationale, but I like him. But the, I mean, I don't know, man. You're going to have to kind of miss me on the Coalition of Independents is highlighting illegal immigration. I mean, is anyone out there? I'm sorry, where y'all been? Like, y'all weren't aware we have a shantytown problem, an illegal migration problem. If these are the first people you've learned this from, something's drastically wrong. Now, there's no surprise to me that, okay, well, what happened to the house? Oh, there's an illegal immigration problem? We know that. Now, if you want to make that your issue and cause du jour, then by all means, you have every right to do so. But you're not bringing awareness to an illegal immigration problem for, I mean, I don't know, man. If you don't know that we had an illegal immigration problem, that's on you. Something's wrong with you. You haven't been paying attention. This is an ongoing problem we've had for many decades. All right? Many, many. I don't. If you didn't know we had an illegal immigration problem, you probably shouldn't be the one speaking about this at this point, because it means you're terribly late and behind on this issue. Terribly. All right. So remember when the COB students sat in Rosslyn Square to protest their lecturers being sent back home? Where you was, one, running around the schoolyard. I was sitting in the streets hailing policemen I knew. No, I remember that. I remember when Cassius Stort and Paul Moss and them went to the House of Assembly, handcuffed themselves in the House of Assembly. I remember when the BTC sale protests were going on, and what y'all are doing is a joke. I don't mean to make a mockery of you, but what y'all are doing is nothing compared to the protest around BTC. And those were government workers, political people. There were several thousand people out there. There were barricades there. They fought with the police, broke down the barricades. Y'all ain't reinventing nothing new. I'm not trying to diminish what y'all doing. I support you all right. But don't act like it's something it's not. No, you say, oh, they're not used to this kind of protest? Really? When they were throwing peanuts in Barrett Ingram, when the PLP and others were on the sidelines at the opening of the House of Assembly in 2017, screaming jeers at Ingram and the other FNMs, like, where y'all been? Where y'all been? That you just woke up? That you just started paying attention? Is your fault. That you haven't read the newspaper before to understand us cataloging these things over and repeatedly? That's your fault. That this seems new to you, and the peak of advocacy and protests, that's your fault. Blame yourself, because this ain't nothing new. All right? Says, yes, we know the decades of the illegal immigration problem, but we're talking about the new 2022 government citizenship bill. But how can you talk about a bill you haven't seen? How you don't know what's in the bill, but you're protesting it? Like, tell me how that works. It says location and not at the front door of the tourism office. It says you're actually making the point as to why the COI must continue to bring the spotlight on this matter. I mean, certainly continue to bring the spotlight on the matter. I don't know where you guys have been. We've had Rights Bahamas on the other side of this issue. Scream bloody murder. when there have been apprehension exercises ongoing for decades and decades. We've repatriated upwards of 5,000 illegal Haitian migrants, just Haitian migrants, every year for decades now. We spent probably $1 million a year on the low end for decades now, flying illegal Haitian migrants back to them. We've had not one, not two, not three, but at least four studies of shanty towns in the Bahamas. We've had studies done on the birth rate of Bahamians versus Haitians that are older than the COI itself. So I respect that there are people who want to highlight that there's an illegal immigration problem, but miss me with this is something radical and new. Be serious about it, all right? Don't blow it up. Don't clout chase. I support their right to protest, but ain't nobody out there reinventing the wheel of Parliament. Like, you want me to give it more energy than it requires, I think. Like, I see them. I see them protesting. I get it. I was even with the We March people, right? I got swung into that farce and charade, right? And they had more numbers out there as well. T-shirts and all this, yeah? The guy wanted to go march on Perry Christie's house. Then people were going, don't do all that. All right? So certainly, go protest. There's an illegal immigration problem. I didn't need one of y'all to tell me that. If you don't engage in the lawful process, you're then engaged in civil disobedience. And there's a consequence in law. So that's where we are with that. All right. So just if you're telling me this is some new wave of protest about Haitian migrants, I that doesn't make any sense to me. This has been going on and on and on and on for many, many, many years. And we do have a serious illegal migration problem, and we have a serious shanty town problem. If you're telling me you didn't know there were shanty towns in Andros and Eleuthera, again, I'm going to say blame yourself. We've reported on it. We've detailed and have been condemned for it, just for reporting on it. All right, so you guys who think, like, y'all are clout chasing, like, we the first to ever say something. We'll stand up, we'll get blowback from it. Come on, be serious, man. Like, be here. Like, understand what's going on. Right? We had a local council talking about a Haitian underground, and I mean these people online condemned us for reporting the concerns of the local councilor in minute detail. We've been condemned for reporting on the health hazards presented by shanty towns. Please, you know, I know you feel like you're doing something, you know, original, but you're not. And I support you talking about it, but come on, you know? Let's be serious. So there's that. We gotta go to news. And we'll be back after that.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want bullet hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, we addressed the increase in beer prices from Commonwealth Brewery. I don't know what Sands is going to do. High Rock's pretty solid. And I want to talk about a couple other issues. And we talked about the thing that happened at Parliament yesterday. And I want to talk about a couple other things. All right, so yesterday the police sent this out. And this is indicative of how strange and dangerous society is becoming. So the police said a 6-year-old student was approached and chased by a man armed with a knife outside her primary school on Tuesday. The incident happened after school was dismissed. The girl was approached by the armed man. She was able to evade the man, who eventually fled the area in a dark-colored car. Police said that they're investigating and appealing to parents and guardians to collect their child immediately following school or as soon as is practicable. All right. So, a couple of things. And I want to say this. Let me pinpoint. Oh, this says I have a craft beer club. I teach you how to make beer. I drink fresh beer every day. Wow. They got a club, teach how to make beer. Kermit wants to know where y'all guys meet. So, I want to, hold on, let me do the, let me pull up the police report. This says, okay, they didn't give a time that this incident happened, but it happened after school. All right, so let me say this. 6 years old, that's too young to just leave outside of school. Now, you may not be able to come pick up your child right after school, but you need someone to pick them up. Okay, you cannot leave a 6-year-old girl outside of a school. That's A, because like it or not, predators are out here. Now, what kind of sick bastard would try to kidnap a 6-year-old girl? I don't know, and I don't pretend to understand. And chase her with a knife? I don't know. Police need to find this man. But 6 years old is too young to be waiting outside a school. That's A. B, I thought y'all put police at schools. That's B. And C, are there not security guards at the schools? I look at, and how late was this is my question. Because when I go past the primary schools and all this, when schools are getting out, some high schools too, they have the people who have the signs, stop and don't stop. I forget what you call them. Walk monitor. I don't know what they're called. What is it? Crossing guard. There you go. Right. They got crossing guards. They got teachers out there. They got security guards out there, outside the schools when the kids are going. But you got to start remembering that we live in a society that's not all safe and sound, and you're going to have to start making arrangements to have your children picked up, whether that means carpooling, whether that means you go and walk, or a relative goes, or an older brother goes, and our sister goes and walks to the school to go and pick up the child. So I don't know how that happens. And I'll say this. I'm not trying to paint a brush of everyone out there leaving their children, but I do see a lot of young children walking by themselves, and it's weird to me. But I'll also be fair. I go through the cut off by, or through that parking lot that where the old city market was, across from C.R. Walker, almost daily. And usually I'm through there before 3, but if I go like around 3, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of cars waiting to pick up, of people waiting to pick up their kids from school. All right? So there's a ton of parents who are checking for their children and take very good care of their children and drop them off, pick them up. I see the buses have a lot of people on them, and I see police outside C.R. Walker, but I don't know what happened to this school, all right? And I don't know what school it was. Maybe someone out there knows for certain, all right? But that a guy's lurking, because this is where a predator would lurk, outside of school, and he's waiting to pick up a wayward child. Jesus, Lord protector. Imagine if he'd have gotten a hold of this child. You know, it's too, and listen, children, they're not fully formed and developed, and they don't always remember what you tell them, they don't always use common sense, and they don't always protect themselves, and they're usually at a default position of trust to an adult. Now, this little girl had the sense to run away and chase her with a knife. Jesus wept. All right? My son, he swims, right? He's in the swim club, and they open the gate at a specific time. He's always like, I want to go early, right? And he's like, if they don't open the gate yet. You know what I mean? And he's like, well, you can just leave me there. And I'm going, look, man, I'm not leaving an eight and a half year old child in the parking lot of this school. I don't care how nice you think the people are who go to the school and all stuff like that. It's because I don't know what I don't know. I don't know who's out there creeping. I don't know who's out there lurking. You got psychos like this guy who's driving around looking to kidnap kids. You know, you got to be careful is all I'm saying. Be careful with that. Please look out for your children. I know we have this concept in our head that angels are protecting the children and God wouldn't let anything happen to a child. We have to be proactive in taking care of our children. Have to be, all right? I don't know all the circumstances around the situation. I just need to understand which school this was and why they don't have the police outside the schools, which is what I thought they would have, and why six-year-olds are allowed to just meander in public. Says, please let's stop blaming the parents for the disgusting behavior of the criminal. I'm not blaming the parents for the behavior of the criminal, but I'm saying that a psychotic person who wants to kidnap a little girl, who's a knife-wielding maniac, is out here looking to kidnap children. So I would say to parents, don't linger. I can't control who is a knife wielding pedophile psychopath out here looking to grab children who are left unattended. You can't control that unless police find them and stop them, but that's not your job. You can control how long your kids are outside of a school by themselves. You can control that. So I'm saying seek to do that. Seek to not leave. Clearly there's a maniac out here. If I'm telling you that there's a guy going around attacking women who go jogging, all right? And I say to women, be careful when you're out here jogging, or maybe you don't want to jog while the sun is down. You telling me, don't blame the women jogging for the man attacking. I'm not blaming women for nothing. I'm saying be careful, yo. If traffic's backed up and you tell me avoid an area because traffic's backed up, you know, I'm not going to be like, well, it's not my responsibility. The traffic's backed up, so I'm going to go anyway and hopefully there'll be no traffic. I don't operate like that. You got to avoid the danger. If you know some danger out here, avoid it. This is what a lousy response by police on that knife-wielding incident. If the police can't make the streets safe, what good are they? Sorry, some parents cannot pick up their child on time. Police need to do better. Yeah, I agree. She's then to indirectly blame the child with the warning that children shouldn't accept stuff from strangers. Who said the child accepted anything? Police need to do better. Well, here's what you're doing. You're doing, you're practicing defense, right? So I don't know who's out there. I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm gonna practice defense. So police are telling me there's people breaking into cars. I'm gonna be defensive about it and say, okay, let me not park my car here. Police say there's people robbing people at the ATMs at night. Until we find these guys, y'all don't go to the ATM at night. Be careful they surround it. I'm gonna say, okay, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be careful. So what I'm saying to you is, clearly there's a dude out here who's out of his mind who wants to kidnap little children and do God knows what with them. So please, and he's lingering outside schools, which is where you would expect the predator to linger. So please, up the police response. Make sure the security guards are paying attention. Get the crossing guards, XYZ, out there. But also, don't let your children linger outside the schools. It says, hey, Juan, usually the school security guards will not leave until the last student leaves. Okay. Good day, Juan. This story made me very upset, but I live in Angleston, close to E.P. Roberts. I must say that the Haitians go and pick up their kids. I see very little Bahamian parents. I guess they'd be at work. I know I had to walk home by myself sometimes in the 80s. My mom was a nurse, and dad was at the hotel. We can't play around with these sick-minded people. Right. Well, I don't know who's Haitian or Bahamian picking up their kids, but at a certain age, your kids are pretty fine to walk to school because they got to accept. I had to go walk to school. But that was until grade nine. Well, I had to go back in grade nine when I went back to Kingsway, and I live behind the Prince Charles Shopping Center. I would walk to school. And let me tell you something. L.W. Young, and it was called BBC back then, Bahamas Baptist College. Sorry if you're getting offended. They were at war with each other, right? So you had to time walking home from school to when the L.W. Young kids, because L.W. Young was a high school then, all right. When the L.W. Young kids weren't going to be crossing the path of the BBC kids because it was mayhem. All right. They would have war in the street. And we were a little Christian school kid casualties, even though BBC was a Christian school. So by that age, I was fine. They were like, you walk home, make your way home however you get home. But there's no way I'm 6 years old. My parents are telling me, well, wait outside the school, linger at the school. So what about a school bus system? And some parents are lousy. Yeah, they do need, we do need to look at a school busing system. Just want to be honest, most of these police were Haitians and upset about Mr. Lincoln being presented a bill to protect Bahamians. Stephen. B.K. Bonnaby Jr. is, who said this? Who gave you this? Call them. I'm not saying this, dude. The police. I'm going to say what the police said. If they want to come on record, if someone wants to come on record and tell me different, who's in a position of authority, I'll say that. I'm not saying this because when I say this, they're going to go, Juan McCartney said, that's all they're going to be. And they can curse me again. That's fine. No problem. Yeah, tell them if they want to call me and identify themselves on air and explain what this says to the public. I got no problem with that. Juan, is it possible that the child knew the assailant? Certainly, that's possible. It says, great show as usual, Juan. I was going to BBC at that time, and a guy tried to stab me walking home. True story. Yeah, we had like several of us. We had to navigate. One of my friends lived on Jean Street. I've told this story before. And two of us lived on Gleniston Park Avenue. And then another one lived in Marathon. And so we all had different challenges to navigate. So we'd go together. We'd walk together. Our friend who was the most fearless one, right? He would just go off on Jean Street and then we would walk. And we'd try to like go quickly by BBC and get home. And then my other friend who lived in Marathon, he had to go up Prince Charles. And then he had to navigate, like, all the kids from R.M. Billy who were coming through. And this was in the 90s. Says the security guards would usually call the parents of the students who are left behind late. That is very scary. What happened to that little girl? I hope they are checking her for PTSD. Does it sound like you blaming the parents, Juan? No. So I guess it's a woman's fault if she's get raped when wearing a short skirt now. No, of course not. I'm not blaming the parents. But to walk around here assuming that the world is someplace filled with angelic beings who are going to protect the child at all costs and won't hurt a child is lunacy. How many children have you seen killed? All over the world. There are some sick, crazy people out here. Listen, blame the parents. I don't let my child go over to somebody else's house unless I know their parents. I don't leave them alone unless my wife or myself have been there with them numerous times and have a level of trust in them. I'm not blaming the parents. I'm saying, parents, don't let your children linger because they're lunatics out here. Lunatics. And how you could take that, how you could take offense in any way at me telling you, don't leave your children places. You got to take extra precautions because you just cannot just assume they are safe. You got to go back to Parenting 101. If that's a shocker to you. Juan, wouldn't the Marcos alert been useful in this 6-year-old's attempted kidnapping situation? I don't know what Marcos alert would have done if the child is safe. It says, boy, they were the good old days. When they try to stab you, now they shoot you. Boy, they still stabbing, my brother. Still stabbing. All right. I'm not blaming the parents. I don't know. Y'all so sensitive. Jesus. Just telling you, be careful. Be careful. Have caution. And no, a woman isn't at fault if she's raped, if she gets raped in any circumstance. But there are rapists out there. Do I want men to not rape? Absolutely. Do I want women to be safe in every environment? Absolutely. But we don't live in lollipop land, okay? Do I think my son should be able to go out to a movie theater or a club and be perfectly safe and no one should ever do anything to him? Absolutely. But I don't live in lollipop land. My father used to tell me, always take precautions. Always assume that somebody's watching you, somebody's tracking you. Does he go, well, why can't my son just go out and be safe? Why can't nobody rob? I should tell all the robbers to stop robbing, no doubt. But until everyone stops robbing, until everyone stops raping, until everyone stops kidnapping children, let's try to be safe, right? So when the lady was out there kidnapping the boys, allegedly. Or didn't she plead guilty? When the lady was out there kidnapping the boys, and I was telling people, be careful, don't let your boys walk. Is that blaming the parents? Or am I saying, there's a lady out here kidnapping boys. Don't let your boys go unsupervised. To the extent you can help it. All right, let's talk about this issue. Are we going to take a break? Let's take a break, and then we'll talk about I want to talk about Davis and the women's groups and Clint Watson. All right? When we come back, we're going to get to all the hot button things today. Stay tuned.
And Margaritaville Beach Resort downtown Nassau presents Fish Fry Friday. Friday, October 28th at Margaritaville Resort downtown Nassau. With live music by a big band Visage
and DJ AI.
Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and party until 11:30 p.m.
$25 entry.
entry includes one free drink or experience the Fish Fry Fridays buffet at the Vacation Cafe before the event and enjoy complimentary party access for only $55. Come in your Halloween costume and you can win a prize. It's the party everyone's talking about. Friday, October 28th. It's Fish Fry Fridays. Park for $10 all night. Please bring your parking stub to the cake to be validated. At Popeyes, we foster love in everything we do. And our signature sandwiches are no different. Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich. We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch. Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned chicken patty, served on a brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce. Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents. Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Hey Lisa, AHR Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back.
Oh yes it is. My ladies and I are ready to go.
Well, I heard it's open for men too, so you know my crew and I will be there.
The highly anticipated free Fidelity Women Plus seminar will be held on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center as we explore solutions towards achieving financial freedom.
The Women's Plus seminar is free and includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begin at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomanplus.com.
Join us for the first ever Bahamas Culinary and Arts Festival from October 21st through 23rd. It will be an unforgettable weekend of unique culinary and cultural events, from exclusive dinners, cooking demos, and tastings with master chefs like Marcus Samuelson, Danielle Bluth, Carla Hall, Dario Caccini, Amanda Freitag, and Chef Simeon Hall Jr. Cultural conversations and a great display of Bahamian art curated by John Cox. For more information, visit bahamar.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Okay, so new development. Newsroom called me during the break just now and said that they spoke with the principal of the school. They told me which school this was supposed to have happened at. They spoke with the principal of the school, and the principal of the school said that they've determined that the six-year-old girl made this story up and that it was not true, that her aunt picked her up and she told her aunt that a man with a knife had chased her, but they said it turns out that the teacher had a lesson on stranger danger that day and gave different scenarios, and the little girl made this scenario up. And the principal has determined that it is not true. The story was not true. Now, why the police would report it without first firming it up and causing public alarm, I can't tell you. Because I, for certain, was alarmed. You need to see the reaction to the story online. So, apparently this story is not true. Okay? Don't at me. We just reported what the police reported. So, I'm telling you what the principal said. I hope that the police will come out and correct that. It's wild, isn't it? But you gotta know with a child, they cry wolf. You gotta vet something like that before you put that out there to cause public alarm. But if the police say there's someone out there trying to kidnap a 6-year-old girl, we're gonna be like, yo, it's someone out here trying to kidnap 6-year-old girls. You got a duty to warn the public. And that is wild, isn't it? Say, just saying, some parents don't have the luxury of leaving on time to get their child because they're working a minimum wage job or shift job, and they leave, they'll be fired. That's reality of many parents of public school children. So telling parents to pick up their children on time only makes them feel guilty. Look, man, look. I can live my life navigating all your sensitivities out there in the bloody world. If you have a child, okay? Minimum wage, billionaire. You have to pick them up from school. If it ain't you, it's somebody else. That you feel bad that you can't be there on time is not the child's problem or the school's problem. I can't operate like this with y'all. Y'all walk around looking to be outraged, don't hurt nobody's feelings, don't nothing. We grown out here. You have children? Pick them up from school. Ali, you got to go pick up your son, right? No matter what you do, you got to go pick up your son. If you don't pick him up on time, you got to pay for them to keep him, right? And that's your son. You grown, you have responsibilities. Ain't nobody walking around here trying to not offend you because you feel bad about your situation. You have a child, you have to take care of it, no matter what economic position you're in. You have a responsibility to take your child to school and drop your child to school. If it ain't you, look to the village. I'm not doing this with y'all. Y'all getting this American-type fragility going on around here, where every bloody thing is offensive to somebody else. You can't do nothing. You can't form a thought. You can't say a word. Pick up your children. Let me go one more. Feed your children, Arlington. How's that one? You got to feed your children too. It's rough. It's not easy. You may have to get help from the government. You got to feed your children too. I must make you not feel bad that you don't pick up your children on. Boy. Listen, here's what I love about living in the Bahamas, right? We ain't America. Okay, we're close to America, but we're not America. This perpetual outrage thing, this perpetual, I want to be offended, and I got to tiptoe around everybody, and if I offend anybody at all who I wouldn't even intend it to, you got to apologize. I'm glad that we don't live in that culture, because I don't subscribe to that belief. Some things are just what they are, all right? Just what they are. All right, and the notion is silly. Don't tell anyone, don't pick up their children. It's ridiculous. Or don't tell anyone, pick up their children on time. You're going to make them feel bad. What are you talking about? All right, so the story wasn't true. Still, go pick up your children on time. And the notion that people who are not wealthy do not take care of their children or cannot pick up their children doesn't make any sense to me. I see mothers, fathers, siblings, relatives every day pick up their children from school at public schools. All right? What do you call it? Woke? Is that what you call it? Woke? Yeah, woke. Like everything is a, you know? Mustn't offend anybody. No matter how small the group, they're marginalized. Don't say anything to comment on the reality of the circumstances. I can't do that with y'all. I'm so sorry. I'm not that guy. You got to go find another guy. Okay, let's talk about Clint Watson. Hey, but I'm the one who's offended. No, I'm not offended. I'm telling you, you could miss me with all that. This is what I'm telling you. Miss me with all that. That's all. Go send that to some. There may be Dwight might care about that. Aaron might care about that. Who's possibly feelings I could step on? Oh, it's elitist to tell someone to pick up their child on time. What are y'all on out here? Explain it to me. You're going to offend the minimum wage worker. I see people from all walks of life going to go pick up their children. I don't know what they make, but I know they go pick up their kids. This is Clint's story. I'm never going to do it. Like, when I first showed, I was, like, clowning around, like, oh, I got a good white MP, Brent Simonette. You got to apologize. I'm going to do nothing. And from that day on, they were like, oh, okay. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not going to tiptoe around you. I'm going to speak on how I feel. And that's it. My values that undergird that. If you don't like it, that's on you. Go twist yourself into knots. Prime Minister Philip Davis met with representatives from women's groups across the country after his press secretary falsely accused them of being silent on the issue of marital rape. Davis said Clint Watson was misinformed. On Tuesday night, Davis met with Women United, Women's Strength Association, Bahamas Urban Youth Development Center, Everyone Counts Organization. Boy, this is the first time I'm hearing about some of y'all. I can be real with it. Women Investments Group, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and Aaron Brown Connects. See what Clint, why you wrap the Prime Minister up in all this? This man busy. It's good that he sat in with the women's groups, but if you would have not have said what you said, then he wouldn't have had to go and meet with them. So Clint said he didn't hear the women's groups advocating around the issue of marital rape. He said he heard the media doing it. And I mean, I don't know how. I don't know how Clint would say something like that. It doesn't make any sense. He was at the conclave or whatever it is where the church leaders and the women's groups were when they were talking about marital rape. He was there, right? So Podesta Moore, who is the she's president of Women United, Podesta Moore. I know who Podesta Moore is. She said the apology is not enough. Unfortunately, despite his apology, through his carelessness by making that statement from the office of the Prime Minister, no less. He invalidated and damaged decades of efforts by women from all walks of life to bring about this change. Therefore, his apology alone is not enough, as it fails to identify the female contributors to the national dialogue that he recklessly marginalized. She said during her meeting with Davis, he informed those present that Mr. Watson would be issuing an apology, and he expressed his regret for the remark and assured us that he was aware of our work and our voices being heard. The Prime Minister listened to the concerns that were expressed and promised greater inclusion of the women-led NGOs and stakeholders in the consultation process. We're pleased that the Prime Minister recognized the importance of the matter and that Mr. Watson apologized. Some of the women and organizations accept the same, while others do not. What we can say, however, is that his statement had the effect of energizing all females in support of the amendments and various organizations to come together to push even harder to bring about the necessary changes to the law as soon as possible. Despite the apology, they're all abuzz with ideas on how to escalate their and our collective efforts to ensure we're all heard. Therefore, in keeping with the call to action provoked by Mr. Watson and the energy within the organizations that we've had contact with, we hereby renew our demand that the Davis administration immediately move to revise the Sexual Offenses Act to reflect that all rape is a criminal act. All right. I mean, I'm with you. I support criminalizing marital rape. Certainly. And Clint apologized. I don't understand why Clint would say that. You know what the issue might be, too? I don't understand. I'd have to speak to Clint. I don't understand. Like, Clint knows these women's groups have been out here. He was there, right? Am I wrong? Wasn't he there at the conclave when the women's group spoke and the pastor spoke? and vacillated the issue? I don't know why he would say it, and he was wrong to say it, and he apologized, all right? Sometimes you apologize, all right? I'm not going to apologize for some people to pick up their kids on time, but if you say something that's wildly out of the realm of reality, when you know people have been doing something, advocating for it, then an apology is not going to cost you. If you're genuinely, okay, that was wrong of me, I was in error by saying that because it's not factually accurate, an apology is warranted. I understand. I heard someone saying Clint should resign. I don't think he should resign. Firstly, again, we're not in America. I know we watch a lot of American television and consume a lot of American news. Unless you do something that is egregious, you should not just lose your job because of something you said. There was a guy who said something who went to, he's a white guy, one of the foreign teacher's sons was born here. He said something online. People were tagging me on social media. He said something online. It was like some sort of racial crack, but it wasn't anything, you know what I mean? Like, it was tongue in cheek, but you know, people are so sensitive. They're like, oh God. They were tagging me online. Oh, let's call the place where he works and so he can lose his job. I was like, are y'all out of y'all mind? Why should he lose his job? Jobs are that easy to come by around here that everyone should just lose them because of something they may say that they may have not thought through on social media or during a Q&A. Like, we really act like there's like this huge job pool in so many different states you can work in and markets you can work in. It's just Nassau, dude. Maybe Grand Bahama, not even Abaco anymore. Clint don't need to resign for saying that. He apologized. We always do that. Resign. Now, if you're a cabinet minister and you say something crazy and you already have your profession to go back on, you might consider, not even say do, if you do something crazy, because lots of crazy things have been said by cabinet ministers. Then you resign. If you do something crazy, if you do something that's in breach of law, whatever like that, or a cabinet protocol, then yeah, give me your resignation, right? If you already got a job and you're an MP and you're collecting that $28,000 a year and you're out of pocket, there's a problem, yeah, give me your resignation. But you shouldn't have to leave what provides you a livelihood just because of something you said that was a mistake. It doesn't make any sense. Says, watch and apologize, so let's move on. Women need to focus their energy on Matt or Rape, not Clint. I mean, I'll say that, judging from where Davis is, I don't know why we doing all this dancing, but fine, you want to be consultative. It wasn't consultative when you put the BPL fuel charge up on us. It wasn't consultative with the VAT on the breadbasket items or the profit margins thing. With the grocery, but fine. You want to be consultative over a course of months to remove 5 words from the Sexual Offenses and Domestic Violence Act. Fair enough. The Prime Minister has said that rape is rape. The Attorney General has said that they intend to change the law. And therefore, to me, there's not really a question that the Davis administration is going to change the Sexual Offenses and Domestic Violence Act, or intends to in any event. And a lot of people say this, that they're afraid of this. And I understand that we have those discussions, that people are afraid that women are going to falsely accuse their husbands of rape. Women falsely accuse men of rape now. All right? And I try often to communicate why this is necessary. This isn't so that women can persecute men, okay, when they feel slighted or angry or bitter with their husbands and lie about being raped in marriage. Let's look at it from the other way around. This is because a lot of women are in broken marriages. Your marriage is great and perfect and loving and caring and sensitive and has healthy sexual practices going on. Right? But that's not everybody's marriage. And there are men now who take advantage of the fact that they cannot be punished for forcing themselves on their wives. And these women are living in total misery and hell. And if the law takes away that protection from these men who are in so damaged a marriage that they have to force themselves on their wives, then hopefully those women will at least have some protections, and that practice can be stopped. Oh, I said Clint wasn't at the symposium. Okay, he wasn't. He wasn't at the symposium. Fair enough. Maybe he just missed all of the news coverage and all the media coverage and everything like that. Fair enough. And he apologized. No problem. No problem. So to criminalize marital rape is not so that your wife is going to now go and set you up. And if you're in a relationship where you think your wife's going to falsely accuse you of rape, you need to reevaluate your relationship. Real talks. Right? I sleep next to my wife. If I was like, maybe she's going to throw hot grits on me, you know what I mean? I wouldn't be sleeping there. You know what I mean? So if she's going to falsely accuse you of rape, maybe you don't want to be in that relationship. And we should have no-fault divorces. But this is so that those men who would take advantage of this loophole in the law don't do this to those unfortunate women who are in those relationships. Okay? That's essentially it. All right? It's not to break down the institution of marriage. It's not to get in married people's business. It's to protect women. And you talk, what about the men? It's to protect women and men, but women who are not as physically strong as men and often cannot stop a man from forcing himself on them. It's to protect those women who are in unfortunate marriages where the men will take advantage of this loophole in the law. At least you'll prevent those men who just the law will stop. Like they say, locks are for honest people, you know? Like, so laws like don't rape women, those are for men who are men who go, well, I can't do that. I don't know why you'd want that to do that anyway, but those are men who are going, well, this is against the law. They're going to lock you up if you even think about it. All right? For those people, rape's been against the law for a long, long time. Still men rape women. And so you won't protect everyone, but it's to protect women who are in those relationships where men say, I can force myself on this woman and I cannot be held accountable. If I could explain it that way. Okay? We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
You do coffee
your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
Bowflex Barbie here to tell you all about the Live Fit for Fall promotion brought to you by U.S. Beef and Celsius Essential Energy Drink. During the months of October and November, when you shop at Super Value and Solomon's locations in Nassau, look out for the featured cut sticker on high-quality U.S. Beef. Purchase that cut along with 3 cans of Celsius Energy Drink, and you'll be entered to win a brand new air fryer. Visit BahamaFood.com for a list of participating stores and promotion details. Excited to have you join me and my fit foodies as we live fit for fall.
Fidelity's free Women Plus seminar is back. Join us on Saturday, October 29th at the Bahama Convention Center, where leading professionals will give you the hard facts on topics like
How to Be Rich 101, how your mental and emotional health impacts financial health, and what I wish women knew about men.
And how to get their money. This free, life-changing event is for women and men. The seminar includes breakfast, 8 sessions, plus over $8,000 in prizes and surprises. Registration and breakfast begins at 8 a.m. with sessions from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Space is limited, so register now for free at fbbwomenplus.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right, we covered a lot of things today. We determined that the six-year-old girl, or the principal of the school, determined that the six-year-old girl fabricated that story. It was not true. There is not, or let me say it this way, a knife-wielding man did not try to kidnap a six-year-old girl yesterday. I don't know who else out there is trying to kidnap kids, so I can't speak definitively to that. It's not a situation. Let's just assume people are out here trying to kidnap kids. I think we'll operate a lot differently than I do. I assume people are out to get me. I assume everyone's looking to ambush me and get me, set me up, all that, right? Lie on me. I just take that as that's what it is, and I live my life that way. Rob me, break into my home, and cut my throat. I operate like that daily. So we determined that the six-year-old girl, the principal said the six-year-old girl fabricated the story. We talked about the thing at Parliament. I certainly support the right to protest, the right to contact MPs. If you're going to engage in civil disobedience, that comes with consequences. And we talked about the bear going up, which, you know, is not a tenable situation. I don't know how we're going to make it like this. I really don't. And we talked about Clint and the women's groups and marital rape. I don't support criminalizing marital rape. I mean, you know what this is, right, to me? And I realize that not everybody's programmed this way or is this way. I don't ever have to care about marital rape, ever. It's not going to happen in my relationship, right? Go ahead, knock yourself out. Force yourself on your wives. But I try to empathize with people who are not myself, and that maybe is a character flaw, but I try to, all right? So I don't make minimum wage, but I want the minimum wage workers to have an increase, okay? I don't ride the bus, but I want the bus drivers to be able to make a proper living. I think it's just thinking about other people. You know, I don't have to worry about passing on citizenship to my children, but I do want others who are unable to do that to be able to do it as easily as I could, which was automatically. So it's not that I'm campaigning because it's so near and dear to me. It just makes logical sense. That's just where my values take me. I don't believe that women should be living in fear in a marriage or in a marriage where their husbands are forcing themselves on them and they don't have any legal recourse. I think it will stop a lot of men from forcing them, or some men anyway, from forcing themselves on their wives. And that'll give the wife time to leave the home, file for divorce, whatever she needs to do, or try swinging from the chandelier, as Michael Pintard suggested. All those options she can explore while the husband is not forcing himself on his wife. And you have some men who are not bad men who would still engage in that because they don't believe morally it's wrong or ethically it's wrong from their point of view. But those men are still good enough men to go, if this is something that is against the law, even though it's not part of, you know, what I believe, I'll not engage in it because I don't want to be in breach of the law. And I think you'll protect some women who are in that situation. Will it lead to some women falsely accusing men? Likely. Women falsely accuse men of rape? Now. So I don't know that that'll ever change. And men do rape women now. All right? And if you institute it, will there still be men who force themselves on their wives? Yes. But you can empathize and make a start somewhere, I think. At least know you did some good change in the law. All right, we got to get out of here. You guys take care out there. Ken the Neek will be with you tomorrow. And I'll be back, Lord willing, on Monday. Have a great day, Bahamas.